rooted tradition in Spain, with origins that can be traced back as far as 711 AD, when the first bullfight took place to celebrate the coronation of King Alfonso VIII. This spectator sport is still widely popular in Spain, with several thousand Spaniards flocking to their local bullring each week. Despite this, 2 weeks ago, the Parliament of Catalonia voted to ban bullfighting after a petition against it was brought to Parliament. The petition was signed by 180,000 people who believed this tradition to be barbaric and outdated. In the vote held on the 28th of July, 68 voted in favour of the ban, 55 voted against, and 9 abstained. The ban will take effect in January 2012. However, bullfight supporters insist that it is vital to preserve this Spanish tradition and so-called art form. They argue that the bulls used in the fights are specially bred and wouldn't exist if it wasn't for bullfighting. They also feel that as bullfighting is such a famous tradition, it puts Spain on the map, and that by banning it, Spain is selling itself out. They also fear that the vote in Barcelona could be the first of many in the country.
The vote was a landmark victory for animal rights activists across Spain, who have always argued that bullfighting is cruel and obscene. Catalonia has been the first region in mainland Spain to vote for this ban, despite the fact that Barcelona's main bullring is one of the oldest in the country. Activists claim that support for the bullfight has waned in recent years in Catalonia, and that the majority of spectators these days are tourists. In fact, a survey in October 2007 for the whole Spain showed that just 27% of the Spanish population are interested in the bullfight, compared to 55% in the 1970s. But while the official debate is over animal rights, many believe that this vote has been an attempt by nationalist-minded Catalans to mark their difference from the rest of Spain. By rejecting one of Spain's best-known traditions, Catalonia are setting themselves apart from the rest of the country, as well as asserting their identity as an autonomous community.
Bullfighting is a big industry in Spain, employing around 200,000 people from bull breeders to bullfighters' assistants, and turning over about €1.5 billion per year. So, is this the beginning of the end of bullfighting in Spain? We spoke to three Spaniards, Isham Malara from Granada, Oscar Floristan from Navarra, and Nacho Vasquez from Zaragoza, and we asked them for their opinions on the subject. The first question we asked them was, do you agree with the Catalans' decision to ban bullfighting? First, we spoke to Isham.
I actually don't, on the basis that it could somehow be understood as a political maneuver for the Catalan independent sort of political way of getting their independence. Bullfighting is something that's been in Spain for a very, very long time. Something that represents a very intrinsic part of the culture of the Spanish people.
Then we spoke to Oscar.
No, I personally do not agree with this decision. I think bullfighting is very much interlinked in our culture. I think on top of that is attempting clearly to the rights of many people in Catalonia who love this kind of fiesta, and they will not be able to see any bullfighting more in Catalonia or in Barcelona. So I do not agree totally with that, no.
And finally we asked Nacho the same question.
On the one hand, I think as the ban, the way it's been implemented, it hasn't been done in the most proper way, because it was passed through Parliament, and it was an agreement between two different parties, and that is one, which is the Christian Democrats of Catalonia, who were in agreement with all the nationalist parties and also the Catalan Socialists, and the way they passed the measure, it was almost agreed in a certain way, such that like it wouldn't be an actual landslide victory, but I mean, the measure would be passed and it wouldn't be regarded as being taken as a political decision, more or less.
So I think it's clear that all three of our interviewees don't agree with the Catalans' decision to ban bullfighting, and all agree that it was more of a political manoeuvre on the part of the Catalans. Now we're going over to Carlotta for the second question.
Yeah, that links what Emma just said. And the question is, do you believe that this move was more a question of politics than animal rights? Let's listen to what Isham and Oscar think about it.
I honestly think it's a question of politics more than animal rights. I mean, on the basis of animal rights, they will look at on which under which conditions the cattle they have to then feed the people. How are they kept? How do those chickens leave? How do those how does that cattle leave? You know, they live under very bad conditions, as an example. I mean, and it's merely political, because like that, within Spain, it means that they do not have, they're pushing away something which is highly representative of the Spanish culture in a way, and it's also a really good way of marketing a foreign policy in a way, which it allows to portray an image of Catalonia as away from Spain. You know? So they don't do things as they did in Spain. You know, they ban bullfighting. It's the only place in the whole of Spain where they don't have bullfighting. So they also try and make that differentiation with the people. The people outside now has a different idea of Catalonia. Catalonia now has become something different in a way.
And now, what does Oscar think? Was this a question of politics or an animal rights one?
Absolutely. Not saying, I don't know if you have the ability to read the news in Spain, but Catalonia has been in the long process to get approved a new statute to have more autonomy in their own government. And the Spanish government was very much against that, and they were making things difficult for them. And I think this is the reaction of the politicians to the really shown that they can really make some impact into the Spanish life by banning this bullfighting, okay? So it's kind of a reaction, in my opinion. And in fact, there is no animal rights, so it's very funny because in the south of Catalonia, they are doing kind of running of the bulls. It's called corral bulls. This kind of running of the bulls is not done, and this is also in this running of the bulls, they put a kind of fire in the horns of the bulls, and this is kind of a torture, and this issue has not been done. So it is clearly something which is dealing with politics rather than animal rights.
Related to animal welfare and animal rights, Isham also mentioned the Correveos Fiesta, which takes place in Catalonia. Can you explain what this is, Carlota?
Oh yeah, Correveos is a fiesta in which the protagonists are bulls that have fireballs attached to their horns. They then run on the streets trying to shake it off while people hit and push the animal for hours. So why hasn't the parliament not just banned but protected this tradition? Is it because in bullfighting the animal dies, as nationalists have said? Does not the animal suffer in the Catalan correbeus? In my opinion, Catalonia needs to be more honest about the real motives of the ban, or be more coherent and ban all shows that involve animal suffering.
It definitely does seem a bit contradictory. So, now leading on to our third question, do you think that this new legislation could lead to bans in other parts of Spain? First of all, let's listen to what Isham had to say.
I don't truly think that it's going to follow from Catalonia, the banning of bullfighting. As I said before, I think it's an isolated mechanism to market and portraying an image of being different to the rest of Spain. And I don't think that the Spanish people actually want that, you know. I don't think that the people from Galicia, for example, feel as much different to the Spanish people as the Catalonians do. You know, their independent movement is not as strong. You know, it's not as strong as the Catalonians or as the Basque way. You know.
And then we spoke to Oscar.
It would be very, very difficult, in my opinion, because in other parts of Spain, the bullfighting and the bull fiesta is very much introduced. In my case, for instance, I'm from Navarra, and this is we really enjoy the San Fermín, which kind of big festival in July, and this is the place for the running of the bulls. So I could not imagine these fiestas without the bulls and the bullfighting. So it's not really, I don't think it will have an impact in other provinces or in other areas in Spain.
And then we spoke to Nacho.
Some other regions, if they want to become notorious, I mean, it's already banned in the Canary Islands, I think. but it could be other regions, say perhaps Galicia, or I don't know. I'm not very sure. I think they've done it more to set their political stance, and it would be difficult. I think if both sidings actually to disappear, it would be more because there has been a huge decrease in the number of people going to see the shows. So I don't think it would be necessary to for all the local governments to keep on constraining the freedom of the citizens. So anyway, I think within like the actual political climate at the moment, it's going to be quite difficult to have any other bans in other country, in other regions in Spain. Let alone, of course, like a ban nationwide. I don't think that would happen.
So Ishan pointed out that as it's more political rather than about animal rights, that he feels it's more of an isolated ban, independent movement in Catalonia, which isn't as strong in other autonomous communities in Spain, like in Galicia. So he doesn't feel that it could lead to other to bans in other parts of Spain. Oscar pointed out the tradition of the Fiesta of San Fermines in Pamplona, which wouldn't exist without bullfighting. So how could Navarra ever ban bullfighting when it's such a strong part of the fiesta culture? And Nacho point out that it is already banned in the Canary Islands, so Catalonia is actually the second place to ban bullfighting.
I think it is very unlikely that the ban extends to other parts of Spain, because almost all fiestas involve some kind of bull spectacle. They're a central element of our culture. And I don't want to go too far in time, but in Spain we've got the caves of Altamira, full of prehistorical paintings of bulls. We had bull spectacles during the Bronze Age, during the Roman ages, and during all the successive royal dynasties that have been in power. So I don't think any law can emancipate ourselves from this tradition. I mean, can you imagine Seville without bulls, or Pamplona? We've asked this same question to Isham, Oscar and Nacho. Let's hear what they think about it.
Bullfighting is the core of most of the major fiestas in Spain. You know, in every single village, there has always been bullfighting. It's almost like, can you imagine England without soccer or tea? I don't know, something like that, or something perhaps more towards the festive seasons. I mean, I'm not an exact example. It's really hard to imagine Spain without bullfighting. It has a very, very long tradition of bullfighting and of great bullfighters. People like Hemingway, for example, has written lots on it. And I find it really, really hard. I can't really imagine playing without bullfighting. Not, honestly not. I don't think it will ever happen.
That was Isham. Now let's listen to Oscar.
I cannot imagine really Spain without bullfighting. Bullfighting or a kind of fiesta around the bulls, because it's not necessarily bullfighting, but the bulls are very much introducing our culture and our fiesta. I cannot imagine fiesta without that.
Can Nacho imagine Spain without bullfighting? Let's hear to his opinion.
I think people from the younger generations certainly would not regard it as that much of a loss. But I think it's quite tricky to judge, because there are so many. I mean, even within Spain, it's very difficult to meet someone that really knows like how things work in all the different regions. I personally think I know Spain, but not. I don't know all the regions that well. It's not so homogeneous. So it's very difficult how it would actually affect in different places, I would say. So personally, the place where I come from, I would say, well, I think it's a tradition for older people, and it has a certain number of fans, although it's been decreasing, I think. But it wouldn't make such a difference, I would say. I think it would make more of a difference if it was not this kind of shows, like bullfighting shows, but all the kind of shows that involve bulls that were banned. So there are many other shows that don't involve the killing of a bull, and these ones are much more popular. Mm-hmm. Now, if these were banned, then I think, it wouldn't make much more of a difference. Mm-hmm. Because they all take place in like local festivities, and they're really widespread.
All the three answers have been quite similar. There's an agreement that Spain without bulls is Spain without fiesta.
So that leads on to our final question. Do you think it could have a negative impact on the Spanish economy, most notably on tourism? First of all, we spoke to Isham.
It could, to an extent, have an impact on the Spanish economy. Not as a whole. It'll definitely have an impact on the bull breeders, in a way. But if we're talking specifically about bullfighting, it could, to an extent, have it. I don't know how much people come from overseas to watch bullfighting itself, but if it's something related to bulls, you know, as they do it, for example, in Pamplona, in San Fermín, for example, that could be massive. I mean, Pamplona gets about 4, 5, 6 times their population size in the 2 weeks that the fiestas last. There are businesses who run and live on that at all, you know, alone. So I think it could actually do have a negative impact on the economy. I mean, tourism is not that focused on bullfighting as far as I'm concerned, but it'll definitely have a negative impact. You know, it'll begin with the breeders. It'll then go to the bullfighters themselves, and there's a whole network set up around bullfighting and around you know, these things, you know, which is going to affect them negatively. I mean, there are many fiestas all around Spain that they'll begin with the running of the bulls and they'll end up with bullfighting. With a bullfighting, you know, with a corrida de toros. And I think, you know, each one of those bulls, you know, is a great deal of money. The whole, you know, fiesta set up around it is also a great deal of money. And there is also people coming in for that. I mean, I don't think you can see much bullfighting elsewhere in the world besides Mexico and some other few places. But I think the core of bullfighting is Spain.
And next we spoke to Nacho.
I don't think many people actually come to Spain for tourism reasons to see a bullfight. I mean, perhaps some people find it attractive or they're just curious to see how it goes. I mean, perhaps it could be in a place like Pamplona that relies so much on these bullfighting shows, or rather like the running of the bulls in the streets for the tourism in the month of July during this festivity they have. San Fermín, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if that was to disappear, then of course it would be a big loss, I would say. But overall, if it was to disappear, I don't think it would make such a difference.
And what Isham nor Nacho have pointed out is that there are a lot of US Americans who especially go to Pamplona to the San Fermín fiestas every year, who've been influenced by reading the books of Ernest Hemingway. So I do feel that it would have quite an impact on tourism if the bullfighting culture stopped. What do you think about this, Carlotta?
Yeah, I think we should take that into account, and also that if they're banned, we would cut a big fraction of our own industry, losing millions. But what is more worrying, leaving many families without an occupation. So, in my opinion, we should analyse carefully all these consequences before passing laws like the Catalan one. And I would like to clarify that I am not a bullfighting supporter. I'm actually part of the 70% of the population that has no real interest in it. But what I do not agree with are freedom restrictions that have more to do with political quarrels than with animal or people's rights.
So in conclusion, the new ban of bullfighting seems to be more of a political move rather than related to animal welfare, as it took place in Catalonia where there is an anti-Spanish feeling. So what will happen next in Catalonia? Perhaps there'll be a ban of other Spanish fiestas or other fiestas related to bulls like the Correveus. There is a really strong tradition of bulls, bullfighting, bull runnings in Spain, especially in the summer fiestas, and I think that it's unlikely to disappear in the near future.
So we'll just have to follow the news and see what happens in the region.
So this was Emma Wass and Carlota Calderon reporting on the bullfighting ban for Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.